Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Hey, yo. Welcome to the Law and Order Effect Show. Got my brother OC the Great, DJ JC. What's my name, son? Listen.
The Lord Manifest Show. The Lord Manifest.
Okay.
The Lord Manifest Show.
Yeah.
The Lord Manifest Show.
Hey, yo, shout out to my
the Lord Manifest. The Lord
Manifest
Show.
Hey, yo,
politics.
The Lord Manifest Show. Hey, yo, welcome to the Lord Manifest Show, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube. Shout out to people in Clubhouse. Yo, my name is Radar Van, but you know me as the Lord Manifest. And I got my co-host. Co-host, tell them who you are, man.
Yo, my name is Tony Versus. I'm very good friends with Radar for many years. We've been popping off in New York Club Tunnel. We got two legendary DJs over here, DJ JC and OC the Great. We're going to have a great show, and hopefully people like it because we're doing it for you.
Yes, yes, indeed. This is going to be a great show tonight, and we're going to get it in. But first off, before I get ready and talk to my brothers, always start my show off by building. So this is the 29th. So you got 2 and 9, you know what I mean? Knowledge, 11, you know what I mean? So today is wisdom born, all being born back to knowledge. So you always want to know as G-O-D, knowledge is the know, listen, observe. Knowledge is the body foundation. Knowledge is the foundation for all things in existence. The sun, as you know, is the foundation. I am the solar system. And you know the black man, the black family, is the God body, is knowledge. All right? That's today's mathematics. So always start my show off as manifesting what the math is. So as you know what that is, now it's time for me to go ahead and get busy and talk to my brothers. And what's up, JC? DJ JC, how you, man?
What's good? What's good? Salute to my brothers in here. Tony First is OC the Great. What's up? Good to be on your show, man. I've been watching and waiting. So now we here, baby. Let's get in.
Yo, salute. Tony Versus. Since you up, he done dropped off. He gotta come back in. OC the Great, you still in there with us?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Okay, I gotta, let me see what this is. Okay, Faith, all right, peace. What's good? No doubt. Okay, DJ JC, peace to all the 6 people that's coming up in, that's watching. Salute to y'all. Tony Versus, I'm going to let you go ahead and you can ask DJ JC or OC the Great a question. But you can start off with whoever you want. Oh, okay, there you go, JC. Go ahead, Tony. Tony Versus.
Quick question. First of all, JC, let me ask you a question. How long have you been DJing?
I started DJing back in 86.
Wow. And you, OC?
You know, just say it like this, you know, I'm not just a DJ, you know. You can look around, you can totally see that, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm not named DJ OC. I used to be named DJ OC back in the day, you know what I'm saying? But what a neighborhood thing that went on, You know, so my partner, John Bettis, which is Jerome Bettis' brother, gave me the name of OC the Great, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it's always been. It kind of like, you know, went through the neighborhood and went through the city. When they first started calling me the name, felt like the name was kind of cocky. You know what I'm saying? Like, OC the Great.
Right.
And I said, OC the Great? Like, yeah, man, you do everything. Like, I never look at it like that, you know what I'm saying? Because I always was just doing my thing and trying to take care of me and my mother, you know what I'm saying, at that time. But I started when I was the age of 15 years old, DJing through the neighborhood. And it just went from one thing to another, and to another. I was playing the drums first. Went from playing the drums and started DJing. It was two people, though, that helped me with the DJing thing. I can say this. Me and my cousin, Derek Dunlap, better known as DD, we was playing around DJing. We didn't have no 1200.
Right.
Nothing like that. We just had the stereo system. But how it actually went, I started buying records from this record shop that was called Professional Record Shop that was on 7 Mile.
Really?
My mother and my aunt, it was like church going people. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't play none of that music up in here. Like, you kind of thing. I had to keep all my records around the corner.
Yeah.
And I would go to Derek's house. And, you know, we took his mama's stereo out of her room and took his grandmother's stereo. And we got all these little speakers plugged up. Yeah. And scratch on the one and turning the knob. I don't know how to scratch.
Okay.
And I would sneak and practice. Well, my aunt would be going to work. That's how I started. Again, when I moved up on off of 7 Mile to Schoolcraft, I got a mixer. And I had this little stereo system, had it tucked up inside the dresser.
Okay.
I was using the up and down button for like it was a fader, like a scratch. That's how I kind of got it. And I bought my first Gemini mixer from this place called Audio Light.
Okay.
Which is on Grand River close to 6 Mile. He's still there to this day. Bought a belt drive turntable. It was my first turntable. It was a Technique 101. It was trash.
Wait a minute. OC the Great. Now you're giving us a lot. I like what you're saying. Now just pause there for a minute. Now JC or DJ JC,
yeah.
Go ahead and give us your history, and I know you can add on to what OC the Great just said because you just laughed. So go ahead, add on,
yeah.
JC.
Well, he hit it right on the nose because I started DJing at 16 myself. And DJ Mo Love from the Ultramagnetic, and he's living in the same building. I used to go to his house every day. We used to drink 40 ounces and play records and make tapes and stuff. He showed me his Technique FLD1, the belt.
Yeah, I had one of those.
And like you said, with those, we expected I could have given a push as well. Wasn't that what I meant? That's what. Once they gave birth to the Technique 1200, it was like magic. It was refreshing. So, like I said, I started back then, back in half from, also my cousin Katie had turntables at my grandmother's house. And when he used to go out, hanging, running the streets, I used to turn on and emulate everything that I seen everybody else was doing. Because back then in Fort Greene, we had a lot of block parties. We used to stay at my aunt's house on, also in Bed-Stuy. Monroe between Marcy and Nostrand.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have a lot of my parties around there, so I used to hang out with you know, my older cousins will walk over to the block party. Looking out my window, I can see directly, Fort Greene, I can see directly people DJing right there at the block party. Mo Love knows another guy named Mike, or Hakeem.
A lot of people know him. They're selling
the balloons and the park and shopping carts. He has a big system with the Sherwin Vega speakers. And we used to go up his house and listen to music. He had a big collection. But Mo had an awesome record collection. But I learned, I'd like to give him the credit. I'm known as DJ JC from Mo. Mo Love, DJ Mo Love.
Shout out to Mo Love.
No
doubt.
You ever went to Club Tunnel?
Tunnel. I used to live in a tunnel. Me and Sed G was there every day. Sed G was right there. We were there every Sunday. We walk up, stand on the side. We either see DT or Baby Paul. Slide us right in. We stand up on the stairs for the coat check. We come in, there was some stairs. We sit right there, right directly under the spotlight. Big Cap would be on. It was Cap, warms it up. Flex will come on. Flex will come. Look over to the right. See us. Give us a shout out. Then we move to the dance floor. I used to like going upstairs in the bathroom.
I love the bathroom.
Wow.
The whole night.
The whole
I had a good time in club.
Yeah. The unisex restrooms was crazy, JC.
Bar up there.
There was a bar.
I've never been there. If you ever watched the movie Billy, that first beginning when Tony's on, you see him going and walking up some stairs.
Yeah.
That's where you're on your way to.
I was on the set of that movie.
Oh, you're mad.
Well, that's
yeah, cool. I was smoking blunts with the Ox. Ox, did you make
it? Oh, okay, Ox, yeah.
Oh, yo, rest in peace, the Ox.
Rest in peace, by the
way. Rest in peace, the Ox. Now, OC the Great.
Yeah.
Now you know me and you go back, but we could talk about me later on. You a true legend of the D, man. Can you give people that's listening shout out, matter of fact, shout out to the 7 people that's watching. If y'all will, please smash that like button. Please like the button. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And if you will, Cash App your man 25 cents, a dollar. There's the Cash App there. Show your brother some love. You know, I got these dope brothers, you know, that's on the platform. And I thank you all for showing love. And to my one man that's on Blog Talk Radio, shout out to 5198, the last 4 digits right there. Shout out. I'll bring you in a little bit. But I want to get my brothers to tell their story. You got a whole few hours to go, but like I was saying, OC the Great, give more history. So you said some things like 6 Mile, 7 Mile. I'm familiar. Talk about how you put on dope MCs and how you started a whole empire in Detroit. You was the first DJ to do things that other people didn't do. You just go ahead and break it down. You got it. Please.
All right. Well, you know, where I came up at on Schoolcraft, it was more like at first when nobody into music like that. You know, it was just them getting money. You know, Detroit is a get money state. Again, get money city.
Money, ain't no wrong with that.
You know, that's why like a lot of New Yorkers come down here to do shows. Come down here to do shows and everything because they know they're going to be paid. You know what I'm saying? So, I ain't going to go. I'm going to stay right here first. So I can go up there, but I'm stay right there. And then I'm going to work my way that way. That's what I'm about to say. So, what it was with me, you know, it was some guys that we was doing our thing.
Mm-hmm.
When we tried to go to New York to get a deal, the door was always closed. Every time. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
They wanted to come down here and go to the shelter. We got this place called the shelter downtown.
Yeah, salute to the shelter. Salute.
When they come, boom. Get paid, get some money, bam, they go back to New York. You know what I'm saying? So, I felt in my heart, shit got to change. So, you know, I was dealing with the independent thing. And I always made a lot of money independent. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, start our own record company. So, at first, I had something that I really didn't even know that I had. I had a license to a record company. That's what they had gave me.
Yeah.
First, I went downtown and did the Zoom Man thing. Then they sent me over on the boulevard. And my man, he was like, told me to give him $1. I said, $1, what is this for? He said, it's the license.
Okay.
You are now a license records company. Okay. But I'm still not getting, I'm thinking, small money. Because I'm thinking about New York at that time. All right?
Yeah.
So, I started doing music. My mother told me, she said, if you're going to do it, do it. But just stop.
Okay.
Right? Because at the same time, it was a survival thing at the same time for me. Because I had to take care of my mother and myself. My mother used to have blackout spells. All right. So my mother was like, because I knew what it felt like for the lights to go out. Because I had to pay my motherfucker.
Cool.
You pay the light bill, and I'm just going out. Pay the water bill, the water getting cut off.
Yeah.
I grew up way back. And this was before the record deal thing. I was paying all the bills from the age of 15 years old. All right. So I had to get it. By all means necessary, I had to get it. All right. So when I started the record label, it was a place called Puritan that was called...
Hey, pardon me, OC. Hey, Tony Versus.
Yeah.
You keep, like, twiddling with your phone. It's kind of hard to hear.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to answer people texting me and trying to invite them to the show. Okay.
Never mind.
I'll press the mic.
No, if you got another phone or another tablet, Tony Versus, can you do it on another tablet? Yeah, but believe your phone still, though. You know what I mean?
No problem.
Yo, call me OC the Great. Go ahead.
It was all this place called Amgot, which was on Puritan Avenue. It was a distributor. I started with him first, and then I was like, I used to catch the Greyhound bus out of town, like to Ohio, and I started putting records in a store on consignment.
Shut up.
This is a fucked up way because you got to go all the way down and sometimes try to play them games.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I had to bring, you know, some extra people with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, like, you're not playing them games. You got to have that money because, you know, in my eyes back then, I visualized it. I looked at the record shop like it was a spot. Now, these days, they call it a spot. Crazy. I mean, they call it a trap. So I looked at the record shop like it was a trap. That's how I looked at it. You know what I'm saying? I put my records in a consignment. Hey man, why you ain't pushing the record?
Wow.
What's really good? Because I needed that money. You know what I'm saying? So it's your store. Work my product. We already know these other records don't sell. If these people don't know these people from Detroit. I need you to do what you need to do because these people got a budget. We don't. Make it happen. And that was my whole thing about it.
Like a boss, I like how you said that, no doubt.
Yeah, that was my whole thing about it. So that's one thing I did. I distributed records through the Midwest and then I met people and, you know, Big 50 and them out of Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying? So I met a lot of people down, you know, that was independent along the way. Then I also gave a lot of people game on how to make money independently, not dependent on record labels. I was out of New York. because New York was on some bullshit when it came back to other people. That wasn't cool. That wasn't cool. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I can speak on that. I hear you on that. So okay, now let's holler at DJ JC. Hey JC, how did you connect with Ultramagnetic MCs?
All right, well like I said, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Like I said, me and my love live in the same building. He lives in 4B, I live in 7D. So we knew each other all our lives. My family moved in 1971, he moved in 73. Mo Love, they said he was first cousin. Ted and Keith went to school together. Trev worked in a record store. And those guys collaborated. The first started off with Mo, Ted, and Keith. Trev came on. Tim Dog used to be in the house hanging with his brother Patrick. And then I met Tim. We used to go pick up Mo when they did shows. Mo, when he was turning the table at the house, because the limo made certain stops.
Okay.
Myself and Mo Love's little brother Al, we used to go up there and pick up the turntables, and I used to see Tim in the house. But the first time I really had a good conversation with Tim was at the video shoot of Traveling at the Speed of Thought, which is the first Ultramagnetic video. And if you watch that video, Tim is the guy leading them into battle. Looked like the Ku Klux Klan hoodie on.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right, and in that video, I played LL Cool Wack.
Oh shit, that was you?
We all have masks on.
Oh, that's ill. Remember that video? Yeah.
There was a guy named Lamont and a guy named Horace. Lamont played Slick Rick, and Horace played Kool Moe Dee.
Wow.
So it was cool. That was a cool time. And that was another thing about that too. That was going back to that story. I also was with Mo. Remember Mo was that I was there. I was his little man. And then he had told me, I'm gonna put you down one day. You'll see what's up. I played my dues and did the footwork. I started off the street promotion, and then Mo would come and give us a bunch of flyers. Because back then it was hot doing that show. It had Ego Tripping, which everybody knows, MC Ultra. That record was on fire.
Classic.
From 86 when it dropped on. So they was doing shows every weekend. Everybody's at home. So when they would go to the studio and stuff, and the trips with them, I was the guy that would say, hey, yo, go get some hamburgers. Hey, yo, go get some beers. Hey, yo, pick these girls up in the train and bring them back up. So I played that one. I did my part. And then eventually, they just said, yo, you with us, you know everything, you know the whole thing. We're going to make it a romance. Me not knowing anything about it, everything I did was hands-on. Even like I said. But see, first and foremost, going back to the DJ aspect, I've always been a student of the game. I've always been a fan of the game. I used to walk to school and walk home from church. You being in Brooklyn, my church was on Fulton and Ralph Avenue. I used to walk all the way back downtown Brooklyn.
Save my money
for two reasons.
That's a long ass walk, JC.
Got to go in the arcade and the Albuquerque Mall.
Yeah.
Save my money on records that either Jackpot, Bean Street, or Music Factory.
Music Factory.
So I started buying my collection, because at that time, my moms and pops wouldn't let me touch this, and they used to have parties all the time, so they had so many records.
Really?
I used to be the kid, when they had their records, I used to be the kid with the stacks, so we had that long set that everybody had. We had the record player, the TV, and then the radio. I used to put the record players on the stack, right, and go back in the room. That's when
Chuck. Oh, see, no.
So from studying for that, eventually, as I got older, they saw that I had an interest. And going back to what OC was saying about, Mo sold me his one turntable. It wasn't too much fun. My pops didn't walk me downtown to put a mixer. So now I have one turntable and one mixer. still wasn't having fun. That wasn't, and, you know, going, when you go down to Mo's house and you get on 1200 and come back upstairs to your SLB1, what would he tell you? It's a whole different world. It's like watching a color TV and a black and white. Like,
so, did you go up off the technique D1 and D2 direct draw?
Yeah.
Trying to take our stuff. but not realizing can't nobody take nothing from you because once you're the first, you can't change the first. That's one thing you can't take away. Once somebody do something, they the first one doing it, you can't change that. But New York birthed the world and gave a culture and a religion. Because a lot of people look at the hip hop scene as a religion around the world. Where can you go in this world and they ain't doing rap music? Now we have different types of rap music.
Oh, yeah.
It started from hip hop. Okay, we was on some street shit down here because that's where we from. But y'all like, damn, the motherfuckers come out killing this. Drugs and this and that. Oh, fuck that. But this is our life.
Yeah.
This is our life. This is what we know. This is how we survive. This is how a lot of us survive. You know what I'm saying? But because due to different situations, you know what I'm saying? Due to different situations, the same shit that go on here go on there too. Alright?
Yeah. And then shout out to the Mighty Universal Zulu Nation. First
Yes, for real.
Definitely shout out because when I came to the country in 1989, Zulu was wow. You know, I'm originally from Russia. So I learned English through rap.
Okay.
That's cool.
I didn't know that. I know. But I did learn English through rap.
Rap and hip-hop culture is a very powerful tool, especially once you get a chance to go and travel universally and worldwide and go to other countries and continents. See the effect of, you know, aside from Ultra, I also DJ with Cool Keith on his solo project. And once Keith did that Doc Octagon album, that birthed a whole new crowd and following for us.
Cool Keith.
Yeah, those acid kids and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
We was able to go, which allowed us, that music allowed us to go on rock tours. You know, we opened up for the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Foo Fighters. Rock tours are totally different from rap tours.
Yeah, I did a lot of dance music, and I made a lot of money on dance music.
I
can say this too much for falls, but I can say this too. Rap music saved my life. All right?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking in a couple different ways. You know what I'm saying? You know, one time I went to a home invasion. I got here for 100 racks.
Right.
Oh, shit. But my man was like,
yeah.
When he realized who I was, right, then I'm going to make sure that don't happen to you. Because usually down in Detroit, I'm just fucking this $100, $10, $20. I'm fucking get your ass up out of here. Okay?
Man.
So, thank God for rap music, just for making a face for me. Making a face at the same time for somebody to just realize to recognize who I was and say, you worth not bringing no harm to.
Right.
For real.
That was a blessing.
Yes. Super blessed. Super blessed.
That's something, too, that a lot of people don't realize, too, that this thing that we call hip-hop and what came out of it was DJing, MC, breakdancing, and graffiti. And also, you have your fashion stuff. No, but the thing is, we are part of that that saved a lot of people's lives. People are able to feed their families, became millionaires, and so forth off this thing now. You have, like I said, it's worldwide. It's not just here no more. It's other states, countries, continents.
Yeah.
Mainstream to the fullest.
I'm selling music out right now.
Yeah. I got to refresh my screen.
Refresh the screen, OC.
You gotta remember, too, in the early 90s, R&B music was really hitting hard. You had those R&B things jumping on hip-hop beats.
Yeah.
That makes sense and stuff on hip-hop.
Right.
So you got to take your hat off, and I believe you're about to be getting much more exposure and gratitude and awards than we think it. That's why we had to go Russell was doing it. That was me.
I'm good friends with Benzino. And funny thing is, I'm sorry to interrupt you, speaking about Detroit, I was by mistake, I don't know how, I was in the studio when Benzino was doing a track with Made Man dissing Eminem. So that was, you know, he even signed my source with a big poster where he's crushing Eminem. 10 years later, I run into him at 7-Eleven. And I was like, Zeno, you remember me, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah. He go, I go, you were doing that track. He goes, yeah. He goes, but believe it or not, 10 years just went by, and I feel so stupid. He goes, because now artists are from all different nature, from all different religions, all different nationalities, like talking about Khaled, talking about Drake. He's like, I feel so stupid by starting this controversy because I really lost my rap career because of Eminem.
Yo, Benzino really said that?
Swear to God.
He said he lost his rap career because of him.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, OC the Great, what you think of that shit, man?
Well, yeah, just one of the calls he called. Is that man right there? Got some like Ant Knox. You remember Ant Knox, right?
Shut out the air.
Remember? That never got a deal. Never. Shit, me and Ant Knox both.
I didn't get a fucking deal. Yeah.
This is something. Tretch know it too. Tretch. I'm calling these names and they know. Okay, this is some real shit. Nate's coming into Detroit. It's the call Ant down there. It's the film. And it's in the books, too, for the stutter stepping and the flipping. Him and this guy by the name of Sniper.
I think I heard of him.
They invented the stutter stepping and the flipping style. The guys from New York used to act like they was going to give him a deal. Spec LL2, all right?
Oh, shit.
LL2, with that bullshit, have him come down to the room. They'll film him, record him while he rapping. All right? Never looked out. They never looked out. That shit wasn't cool. That wasn't cool. But that is what it is. And it is what it is now. But what I was going to say about him, him can listen to anybody's style and then still have his own style and murder them with their own style. All right? That was another thing with Ant Knox. And Roy, all of them know each other. They all know each other. But Ant Knox never had got that just to chance. He had never got that chance to blossom his style and his career. He never did.
OC, real quick, let me ask you this real quick, and I'm going to hop over to DJ JC. OC, tell everybody who was the main group that you put on. That was blowing up on JLB out there on the radio station.
That was a few of them. I mean, CRS is one of the main ones. When I say that, we came out together. Bone, he don't call himself Bone no more. He called himself Will Caesar. And I remember Will, he was in the Navy. He was so much. He went AWOL.
Yeah. Right. Shout out to Eagle.
We did our thing. Okay. It's so, man, I worked with Boss before.
Boss, shout out to Boss.
He was signed to Def Jam. I think that was wrong with Russell. Because Boss was the first gangster female rapper. He turned around and said, because she wasn't from New York.
What?
Nicki Nick. Nicki Nick. Y'all know Nicki Nick. She from y'all home. Nicki Nick supposed to be labeled for Def Jam, the first gangster rapper. But we go back and we check the credit, we check the history, you will see it was Boss. And then about Boss ends up over there with DJ Quick. That's how she ended up to Def Jam.
Damn. That's
that one, right?
Yeah.
That'd be our whole hang up now. But like the people coming out of town and coming here and trying to rap and do this to make money and all this. Gotta get some back. Just change this cheap. Bring your ass up here and doing this and doing that and fucking over us. That shit ain't cool. So now we got like a whole other generation of kids coming up that's rapping. We like, look out for, okay, y'all didn't look out for us. Look out for them. You know, don't just come in here and take our money. Like, okay, I'll give you another example. Rappers out of New York will come here and say, yeah, okay, I'll be on the song with you, right?
Yeah.
We give them $3,000, $4,000, whatever the fuck they ask for. Do the song, right? Mm. So now we got to put the song out. They say, where's the clearance? Huh?
Well,
fucking
song off.
Clear. We can't put the song.
There's
no clear.
Clear samples or some shit.
Puffy did some whole ass shit. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, who did what?
Puffy did some whole shit. He did some whole ass shit. There's some of the artists now, some of the people down here. You know what I'm saying? Not cool. You know, because we got people that got respect for you, and they love you, and they love you for what you are doing. And you just, like,
wow.
Some of our people was working out there with Puffy with in the studio. Slam was working with Puffy, engineer.
Okay. Right. Now hold it right there, OC. JC. What is the wildest place you've been with Ultramagnetic? And as far as what OC the Great was saying, what has Ultramagnetic y'all been through with motherfuckers is trying to play y'all as far as getting paid and doing shows and backing out, and how many beatdowns y'all had to do?
On that first album, they had Just to the Left was the room manager on that first album.
You gotta remember, Ultra first came out in 85. I became their road manager in 89, 90 era. When they did the second album, coming into the Papa Lodge era.
Yeah.
But like I said, the shows that I was with them on, you know, we used to roll deep back in the day. You know, because everybody brought their crew. We had our Brooklyn set.
For about a month or two, and it's a wrap.
Yeah.
For the next song.
Oh, yeah.
What is that song at? And then if he says off, then if he says off too long, it's like, oh, hey,
he old.
Mm.
And the thing is, when we did what we did, we just went in and did it because it was organic. People are trying to get that radio frame.
That's what I mean by over. That's saturated. Because it's really, they're coming at you like this. Boom, boom. You go on the internet. You got a whole bunch of people that you never heard of before. You're like, damn, well, who the fuck is this? It's so much, you can't even listen to this shit all in one day. It's so in the past. Too fast. It's so many. That's what I mean by oversaturated. So it's like,
that's why I'm like, when they had to get it out, not everybody just freely jump on and do, which is cool. Look, check it out now. Now, the record company's noticing this, the record company's going to California, they notice, even down Atlanta, they notice it.
Artists don't even need the fucking record company,
because
now everybody on the same fucking thing.
Social media.
Everybody on the same playing field with the digital distribution. Everybody's on the same fucking playing field. Ain't nobody buying no motherfucking CDs no more.
They just started selling whack again
in the store. But these people, they don't know what the fuck that is. They looking at that shit like, what is that? What?
$50?
Huh? They're gonna buy that shit.
But you know what's bugged out, JC and OC the Great and Tony Versus? That you right now, like when I do my beats or if I, you know, rhyme or something, we could just throw the shit on the internet in 2 minutes. You upload it, maybe your joint is mixed or not, and just throw it up on the internet, JC, OC the Great, that quick.
The thing is, with the emergence of now downloads and stuff like that, you wouldn't have that many DJs. But before, you had to buy a record. You remember, DJs used to cover their records. Other guys wouldn't know what they was playing. The mixes.
Yeah.
Standing over your shoulder, looking at the laptop, examining your joints. But before, you had to buy a record. Now that everything is so accessible, you know, everybody wants to be a producer. Now everybody runs to the Guitar Center and buy stuff. Just like I always tell people, for example, if I walk into a medical store, buy some gloves, buy a hat, a lab coat, and a stethoscope, would I be a doctor?
You know what? No. You wouldn't be a doctor. No.
I got a joke. Go ahead. Who can be a doctor? How can you be a doctor? Dr. Dre was a doctor.
I guess that was the gimmick. That was the gimmick.
I'm just being funny. I'm just being funny. No, I follow you. I'm gonna piggyback that. You had Dr. Ice from UTFO. Dr. Ice.
Carry a turntable, stuff like that. That's how you get in the clubs as well. You know, I'm with the DJ. DJ. Then you rolled. I was underage going to these clubs hanging out. You know, I was exposed early. Plus, I always hung out with older cats anyway, even playing basketball. My cousins, everybody was older. But like I said, when you technology has taken that up, because for the DJ himself, used to have about, have to have 4 or 5 people in the club.
I had roadies DJing, and I had a couple guys when I'm DJing, and I'm spinning records. They passed me the records. I had that going on. So
yeah,
I had guys carrying my speakers, you know what I'm saying? They had, and these guys, though, I'm still cool with them to this day. And it was just genuine love. It was genuine love, and they always had my back to make sure that that happened to me. Well, when we would be out DJing, you know, I'd get a shot up. Something going to go down. I'm guessing. Something. Well, something.
That's one of the things, too, that slowed me down doing parties and stuff. You used to have a bunch of people come to your house, pick you up, help you go there and set up. But then when that them things over, they just do drugs or they chase some chicks. They just see one time and some projects over there, Ralph Allen, Atlantic and Ralph Allen. I forgot. It was a
25 chicken. My brothers left me and with
all my records. And my turn to sit down just by myself for like 2 hours.
I didn't want to leave him. I didn't want to leave out the vestibule to go upstairs. Stuff, because there was a bunch of cats playing dice in the lobby. And I said, that's it. I'm done with cats. I continued
to do, like, mixtapes. I'll spill those and get those out, but I said, buzz.
Doing them little parties, personal parties for cats. I couldn't do it no more after that.
That type of situation I run in like that with this marquee. His people ran away or did something, and he left him with his record. And he finished his set. It was a Thanksgiving in Tahoe. And I run into him. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, man, my records are here. Like, I'm afraid to cross the street.
Wow.
Help you. And Marquis was cool, you know? That's cool.
Yeah, Ben's cool. He's used to be on Schoolcraft, too.
Hey, give me a second, y'all. Let me see if I could take a phone call here on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, yo, 929. You on the Law Manifest Show. What's your name? 929-268. Who's calling? 929-268. You live with the Law Manifest Show, Tony Versus, OC the Great, and DJ JT. Okay. Let me put you back on hold. 917-328. Law Manifest,
what's your name? Peace and love. My name's Scheme. I'm calling out the BX and all that.
Hey, yo, Scheme, can you hear the conversation on YouTube?
Yeah, I caught some of it, you know what I mean? I called to show my my big bro JC some love and all that, you know what I mean? That's my brother. I heard some of the conversation, man. It was pretty dope, really introspective stuff to hear you brothers talk about your lives and stuff, you know, in the history. Yeah, for sure, I was tuning in.
Okay, good money, man. Do me a favor, Steve, while you here. I want to see if you can hear. I want to hear if you can hear JC. JC, say something.
Hey, big bro, what's up, man? I can hear a little bit, like you fading in and out a little bit.
Okay. You on the Blog Talk or you on the YouTube?
I called in. I'm on a
Blog
phone.
Blog Talk. Okay.
Yeah.
Good look. So from Blog Talk Radio Scheme, you can hear the conversation on as we talk on YouTube. You can hear it on the phone on Blog Talk.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a delay, but I can hear it because I got them on both ears. So there's a delay on the YouTube, but, you know, I can hear on the phone also.
Okay, you know what? As a matter of fact, I'm going to say this while Scheme on the phone. Hey, yo, Tony Versus, I got an idea. Right. We're gonna do the – I'm going to say this while everybody listening. 1 week, we're going to strictly keep this on one Saturday. I'm going to do strictly YouTube. The following week, we'll do straight audio for Blog Talk Radio, because if it's fucking up like that, you know, where the people like Scheme and whoever else that's on the tool, I mean on Blog Talk, listening to me, because I know they can hear me clear, but they hear the guests kind of muffled. So I believe, and thank you, Scheme, for letting us know that. So one week, we're going to just Lord Manifest show for YouTube. We want to include Blog Talk. But that following week, we gonna do audio. We won't do any. YouTube. So yeah, salute, Schema. I thank you for calling in, and I want you to stick with the show because I'm gonna play a classic joint from DJ JC, Woozy Wooz, Shed G. I'm gonna play that. I got a dope joint from OC the Great. Got some Detroit classics. So if you will, man, stay with the show. I'm gonna take another phone call. Good looking.
I'm here. Can I? Is it cool if I ask one quick question to everybody? While everybody is on, is that cool? I got.
Go ahead. Ask the question real quick. Hey, yo, can y'all hear him? Just, can you hear him, Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ask the question, Skin.
Yeah. I'm always curious. You know what I'm saying? In the in the height of y'all's careers, like. Is there anybody any celebrity or any industry person that y'all ran into or that y'all surprised that y'all knew who y'all was? And was that like a defining moment for y'all to know that, okay, like we gaining some traction out here, we making a difference?
Who want to answer that? Jay, OC?
Anyone like a celebrity? I guess that's why everybody always kind of tips him a little bit. So. Guys that I did, because I look at everybody like they just peace. That's all we are, peace. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never starstruck over another man or another woman. Father Jim's made a little bit more patient than that's it. You know what I'm saying? So I never was really excited. Like, oh, that's nothing to touch. I was just trying to figure out how the fuck I can get some of that paper. That was it. You know what I'm saying? But never.
For me, us growing up,
can't hear you all.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Wait, hold up, JC. Paul B. Yeah, I can hear you, OC the Great. Oh, you can't? All right, he got to do it again. Go ahead, JC.
For me, it was the thing of appreciation, honor, and respect. You know, see these guys. For us, it was more of the superheroes. These are the people that made us want to get into what we get in. We're in this because there's somebody for us. You know, and it goes straight to the bottom. If it wasn't for our fathers and stuff, would we be doing what we're doing? As we know, like he said before, there's always a first. So to see those guys out, let's share the stage with some of those greats. It's like I remember when we were doing a Black Elvis tour, and we did a show in Wetlands, in Lower Manhattan. And Almighty KZ from the Cold Crush jumped on when we did our freestyle session.
Oh, shit.
We cut up a piece of the president, Big Brian, and Mark Rod, Black Silver, and Almighty KZ. And we had another young brother in the crowd named Sean Reed.
You said Mark Live was there with y'all?
Yeah, Mark was with us.
Oh, shit.
Mark was part of the allowing people to choose the sets. It was also magnetic, but then there was Cool Key. With Cool Key, there was Key, Mark Live, myself. It's also, too, you got to remember, contact the Kurt. You also have Black Gilbert.
No doubt. Hey, yo, Scheme. Well, hey, yo, Scheme, man. Thank you for your phone call. Stay with the show, Scheme. Good looking, man. Thank you for your phone call. Let me take another one. Hey, yo, 929-268. DJ JC, Tony Versus, OC the Great, Law Manifest. You live with us. 929-268, you live. I'm taking your phone call, you there? Okay, let me take this unknown caller. Let me take this unknown caller. Hey, yo, unknown caller, you with the Log Manifest Show with JC, Tony Versus, OC the Great. Peace, what's going on?
This is Miss Tanya E, a.k.a. Miss Right Now, checking in with you all kings, and what a blessing. What's up, man?
What's up? Miss Tanya E, Miss Right Now. What's going on?
Tanya E.
Now.
It's me. Listen. I've been on since the beginning, and I must say, I just told Brother JC as we got off the phone without breaking of the bread of a quickness, Brother Manifest, and
yes.
being a veteran in the industry since '86, I was like, I had to do my Google because that's what I do, you know. And I was like, why does his name sound familiar? And I came across one of your videos, and I'm like, why is he reciting dudes' lyrics? And I'm like, oh, snap, wait a minute. I have this dude CD in my collection.
Wow.
So I
have
a CD, Slumlord, yes.
Whoa, that's huge. Good looking. Hey, yo, OC, you hear this? She got the Law Manifest joint. But you know what? I really appreciate you for that, and I appreciate you for forgiving me for what I did. But you see, I gave you the quote, right?
Yes, but listen, being a woman in this industry from '86, I've
no
gone
doubt.
Through a whole lot. I've experienced a whole lot. So JC know my journey just the same. So I've always been, I went hard with mine. I'm a former hip-hop dancer. Done several videos, street promotions. I used to be a promoter for Underground Network with Barbara Tucker and Don Welch back in the day. So I've done so much that I don't take credit, but it was my journey, and that's my legacy. So I get very, very hyper when I see things at this age, at this season age. But much love to you and your platform, and I would rock into you back in '94. Just the same. So, also,
Wait a minute, wait a minute, Tanya. You're giving me the huge McDonald's smile right now. I got the Happy Meal smile on my face. You just made my night, Tanya. Good looking. Love you for that.
Yes.
Just made
love
the
you all
night.
Just the same. Y'all keep on moving forward. Peace and blessings. And Mr. Tony Versus, I heard his accent come out after smoking that tobacco. I was like, okay. I thought you was one of them B-boys dancers back in the day. I see you, son.
now before you break out, Tanya, what you think about how you like the guest so far? I know you know JC. My brother OC the Great is here representing the D. How do you like his story?
I'm loving it. Okay, being from, like I said, a veteran from '86, I'll just tell you real quick, Dougie Fresh manager, Dennis Bell, was my chorus teacher. And I used to rap back in the days, and dancing was my forte. But it was myself and two classmates were supposed to go against Salt and Pepper when they came out with a Showstopper. And hearing him talk about Detroit and knowing a pedigree from Detroit, Chef Word, always going to represent my brother, and a man of the D that came to New York City, that actually hooked up and became, I think it was Jazzy Jeff on The Magnificent, represented D always. And it's, again, we have to remember, it wasn't, okay, hip-hop originated out of New York. However,
already.
Has always been the business, right? The business has always been this business. And you know, as being an underground artist, how hard it was to break into it. It's either you want to sell your soul or you want to stay underground, independent. Okay, so respect to OC the Great, because, again, knowing that it wasn't about you and it wasn't that we weren't trying to let anyone in, hip-hop is universal. And again, like JC, Brother JC said, salute to Zulu Nation and the forefathers that started this. And I think at this time we have to stop looking back on the past and let's make the correction of the future. So salute to all of you all. And I have to say this before I go. When I started the West Coast, I was the New York Street Team. At that time, I was under TM Tops Entertainment. And I had promoted I was a New York representative for 4080 Hip Hop Magazine, as well as the Intermittent Records Street Team and Promotions. So under that umbrella was Dre Dogg, RBL Posse, Pooh Man, and I did demo shopping at the time in between that. So, again, being from New York and representing West Coast rappers, I was asked, Tanya, why are you doing this? I'm like, because there's enough time for everybody. So knowing this, not being stingy, we need to come together, because at this state where we're at, all that blah, 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 blah is enough. We're seasoned people. We done been through the ropes, and now we have to make sure we're doing the right thing for our children behind us. And we all grown, and we also got kids. So enough of trying to look for recognition on how many plaques you can get on the wall. What type of legacy are you leaving behind? And that's why I rock to your song, Rapid for Change and Slumlord, because you have always been about making that change. So you legendary to me, King. So I'm gonna move on out of here. Love you, JC.
Wait, hold up. Before you leave, what's the name of your blog talk? Shout out your platform as well, please.
Okay, well, I'm in and out, because I'm in and out. But I have two blog talk radio shows. The first one is Sound Off, Only Fears with an S. Fear does not live here. Then I have my Who I Am in God, the Woman of God, called Women of God and Sisters of Testimony. So I have always been this, fiery. So you caught a little bit of my geechiness earlier, but still love. And I'm grateful that we was able to settle things. And again, it, like I told JC in the text, that full circle, things are happening. So I'm here for you all, brothers. I'm a sister of my word. My word is bond, but I don't deal with no BS, point blank. Love y'all. Y'all keep it moving. And
wait a minute. You ain't tell us the day. What night is the show? What nights to tune in? What time?
It's coming.
What time to tune in?
Some other things. It's other things. I don't have a set schedule. So I'm about to head into some things. So
okay.
You know, just check
no
out.
Doubt.
It's the archives up there. Has the archives up there. I would like to bring you on to Sound Off. Now that we have that the veil has been revealed on who we are talking to. And again, love you all. And my brothers, please continue to stand up. Us sisters, us women need you all to the fullest. And Tony, I probably ran across you too, because I've been in the clubs. I did 9 to 5s and I did the industry night. So I've always been hitting but not hiding. Always in the mix, but I never sold myself. Love y'all. Peace.
Yeah. Peace. Peace, queen. Salute. Yeah, thanks. Salute. No doubt. Yeah, I'm going to have to, OC the Great. I'm going to look her show up and get it to you, because JC, I already know you done ripped down her show. Now we get OC the Great, get you over there to get on her show as well, OC. Yeah, so look, it's 11:10. It's 11:10. I got a few people who want to hear some music. I got what I want to do, I want to play OC, I'm gonna play your joints first, cause JC, you ain't give me enough music to bang out, but I got the Woozy Wools. I got the Woozy, but that's only one. Right. That's only one joint. I was looking for you to give me more, but what I want to do is play a couple of OC the Great bangers, play some other hip hop joints, come back to you, and then come back in, and then we'll continue to build. So yeah, I just want to rock some music. So yeah, let's bang out, and let me get my dread out. What you say, JC? Yeah. Yeah, shout out to them.
Let's listen to some music, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to answer a couple of questions online. So if I
can... Yeah, yo, yeah, when we come back, Tony Versus, you can go ahead and lead off more questions. I'm just going to rock. Go ahead and... Hey, yo, Peace, who we got on the phone right now, Lord?
Hey, yo, this is Meth, and this is Swass. I live around with Meth, motherfuckers. Wu-Tang Babs in the day, y'all already know how we get it in, man. You know what I'm saying? Worldwide shit. Worldwide shit, all right?
Peace.
I'm the one to get you hot, like the endo smoke. Listen up while I talk, blaze a blunt and max. Motor City in the mix with reality raps. Scratched by the pump, real homies that'll shut them down in a heartbeat, so fool don't start me. I'm out to get it, jab it, your brother gotta have it. Living lavish and packing automatic, going static. I'm doing damage on the regular, my man on the cellular phone.
What up, Bob?
What up, Fuse?
Big dog, got these bars about to come holler, it's all in ball. When duty calls, I fall through for my cream team crew. You know how we do, more money, more time. We thug living, drug dealing, new plug villain. Now how you figure you bigger than the biggest? Detroit players be the craziest. Fading this, why bother? We always fight. These yo's make me wanna holler. But nah, that's alright. I say fight like a Learjet. Sippin' motor demi set. Get your girl drippin' wet. Wishing it was me she met. Fettuccine Supreme. Rollin' European. Working with the triple beam. Cash rules everything.
Cash rules everything around. Green, take the money.
More money, more.
Cash ruling everything around a young black nigga. Might lose your cash, get your fingers on this trigger. Cause in these days the past niggas hate your wear. Fat chain, fat back, my Acura keeps a full tank. Young punk, 23, smoking out, can we? Maybe sip some Hennessy, I love that light can be. Now that's a common dream for a young ass G. Silly suckers, can't you see just the G's I be?
Cash rules everything around. Green, take the money.
More money, more.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, take the money.
More money, more money, more.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, take the money.
More money, more money, more.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, take the money.
Another day in Detroit.
I'm not a world in my grasp, just make the move. Put your stuff in perspective. perspective and do what you gotta do to get this grip, whether robbing or stealing. A slanging crack rock on the block, making a killing. Top billing. Instead, I got a head full of thoroughbred flows and hollow heads to throw out my foes. I gotta make a decision. I'ma either get with that or get with this. Well, neither one I ain't missing. Why you trippin'? I'm dipping, getting blunted in a GS300. Crash tax for the gunners. The only way to ride. West side, true that, do that. Who that brother blue back? Foolin' us that new cat. Fuses all that. And the bottle with Dawn from ever since I was born. In 1974, it's been on. Same song, different faces. A new location. Game strong, paper chasing. Fuses my name, Trick Diggs. Don't get it twisted. More realistic than virtual reality. My sadistic mentality. Got me swerving the caddy to the curb. Homie bump, what you heard? Slaying lyrics like birds. 200,000, what it's worth?
People be acting funny cause we making money. And player haters be frontin'. They hate to see us coming. People be wondering what them brothers doing next. Solo key, don't like nobody in my B-I-Z, B-O-N-E. Living the life of a big shot. Cruising the water, sipping no Hennessy on the yacht. With a fat knot. Going places I never been with my crew. Everybody got their women and kids, you know how we do. Bustolini hats to match my coats. No matter the color, make it happen. Got the kind of dough. Don't want a lot of jewelry, just the watch and a bracelet. Give me a fat old crib with a studio in my basement. Cash rules everything around me. Green takes the money.
More money, more.
Cash rules everything around me. Green takes the money.
More money, more.
Cash rules everything around me. Green takes the
money. More money, more.
Cash rules everything around me. Green takes the money.
A lot of bitch.
The ones that love me. The ones that love
me. I'm gone, baby.
Why did I leave?
Mars, nigga. Check it. Customized pins, wise men, I'm tied in. The environment I'm in, it's like a lion's den. Tied right into the thigh limp. I run with the climate, pull the crocodile out of the closet. I got it. Catch a bum ass slipping way out in Hollis. Get swatted in the squatter. Wet him up like a otter. Play the Ramada, take a bow right after the drama. Road to the father, got real roots like the beat trotter. Mosaic, the coke red, the bottle rose head. The heat's gold plated, the feet Dolce. Track up the beat, I might OJ. The niggas role playing, the whole pan. I full full spraying, the coat I'm wearing is all straying. Ain't nothing I can tell ya. Cut off your genitalia to hit the Lord and tell her. The Lord is my shepherd, I'm putting forth the effort. I just wanna afford the extras. Twin six shooters, life's like a western. I'm trying to cop the mansion, play the west wing. Break a bed spring, 40 acres of lake, break out the jet skis.
This world is so lonely and cold.
See
it,
nigga? That's living, nigga. Motherfucker.
Sometimes this world is so lonely and cold.
100 blocks, nigga. Fuck. Yeah, nigga. Wow, yeah. Still play the graveyard shift. Stepping dog shit. Sell soft shit. My whip flow like a swordfish. My wrist and neck frostbit. Lacan sportif. Send some shots lifting off your feet like a forklift. I hang glide off the cliff with just a trench on. Drop your body off from Crenshaw. Bend your young whore from Singapore. Squeeze till my fingers are sore. Sing a song like my Sharia Moore. Tan in the winter, steam salmon for dinner. The air's thinner, never let the beef simmer. Or let the beast get us. Peace and scissor, lizard. So much white it's a blizzard. I'm a street wizard. Killer beats don't leave a witness, not a sibling.
beat the system. My shooter's deep, I might assist him. Your death kissed him. Your soul float off into the solar system. Needed by ancestors. Gangbangers making hand gestures. Let your chest catch a Winchester. Little niggas is out to pull that woolly Manchester. You get put out on the stretcher, motherfucker.
Sometimes this world's
cold,
so
shit,
lonely
buddy.
And cold.
Hey, yo, peace, God. What's going on? I just want to ask you a quick question. I see you've been doing your thing, rapping from Wu-Tang, going over there, working G-Unit, 50 Cent on his power shit. What the fuck was that like,
boy? I didn't get to really kick it with it because, you know, work is work. At the same time, he
okay
doing the executive part of it. I mean, they don't have Kanan anymore on the show, so
right,
he's basically more executive than anything else, producer more than anything else.
Okay.
So, he's spending a lot of time in the office.
True.
Whereas we're spending a lot of time in the field.
Right,
right.
Right. No doubt. No doubt. Peace.
Coasting in my man's black rover, calling up his girl to let her know I'm about to come over. I want you to roll with me, baby, take a stroll in my palace. Kick up your feet while we munch and eat on a taco salad. We watch a movie, roll a doobie, jump in this coolie and blaze. And the way that you do me, leave me in the days. Now my pleasure is possible, handcuffed and I shackle. You penetrate when I tackle you, long stroke from back. And you messing with the Mr. Miss, the professor of making love. So take off your clothes, boo, and get in the tub. We celebrate and sit bubbly, cause after the night you gon' love me. It's the end of nights at the double tree. Just to hit my thug boys, you may not notice me. Cause I'm not a singer from Jodeci, I'm just a player from the streets, baby, looking for more to see. I feed off currency, cause money's my destiny. Paper chasing the recipe, pulling capers on enemies, drinking Hennessy. Tennessee's the state where I'm headed. I lay my eyes on the prize and visualize a big wet. I got a badass girl rolling with me for life. When I dump all my dogs, I go home to my wife.
Keep the lights down low, love me real, real slow.
Damn the lights, despite all the fights we had. You still my number one girl, get to chill in my path. I give you flowers and candy, just to show that I care. And all our friends can't stand me, cause they men don't compare to the stuff that I do. I'm just in love with you, we come together as two. And if we always stay true, we can rise and shine. Escalating the sales, and plus the drought is about to come. So I'ma really have milk, you give me room to breathe. So I can hang with my cheese, and I respect that daily. Cause I gotta get cheese, yo, we run the streets with the guns in them jeeps. Either we ride by deep, but when the love on car fleet, got a presidential sweet sugar, you've been invited. Remember you told me you was a freak, yeah, that got me excited. But don't be frightened, I'm trying to enlighten your soul and get to know you a little better. Hope to grow to be old. May the truth be told, and this love ever sold. And hell the smoke through your nose, the honey drop you to blows.
Turn the lights down low, love me real, real slow. Bring you, baby,
boo,
keep it tight for you tonight.
Dim the light.
Dim
the light.
Dim
the light. By the third verse, we done did it all. Made love on the beach and bumped the ground on the wall. Dear Father, forgive us, for we both did dirt. I say we took it too far, in back of the church. But she was bare-ass naked, up under that skirt. I rubbed her head for a second and thought, hell, it won't hurt. I'm analyzing your time, analyzing the possible ways. Mesmerized, surprised, off the love we made. Staring at the glaze in your eyes, I felt a victim to lust. Your pearly whites is biting tight, you catch what I bust. My, your body is edible, slim, looking incredible. Foreplay, I'm regrettable. letter, spread the great news. Whoever wanna come get it. Dollar number, my digits is free of charge when I visit. Me making all this exquisite, I can't another man live it. The moves I'm doing, I did it. I break the book of world Guinness. Why your husband's lip timid, and when I'm in it to win it. Yeah, your name get diminished, so take a sip of your gin and play the spark of momentum. Cause I can run with no gimmicks. Rather silver or blows, I can break you up proper, detonate the bomb to explode.
Damn, the lights down low, let me reveal your soul. Bringing you, baby,
boo,
keep it tight for you tonight.
Dim the lights.
Dim the lights.
Dim the lights.
Dim the lights down low, let me reveal your soul. Bringing you, baby, boo, keep it tight for you tonight.
Dim the lights.
Hey, yo, shut up. This Iceberg, a.k.a. Ice-T, a.k.a. Glock in your motherfucking mouth, bitch. Yeah, I'm on the Lod Manifest show with my nigga Radar Van. Act like you know. Don't get tied up, kid.
Yo, we back. Lod Manifest show, we back. To the Lord Manifest Show. The DJ JC, Tony Versus, OC the Great. Hey, pardon me a minute, OC. Pardon me a minute. Hey, to my man that just walked on, this is the Lord Manifest Show, Hip Hop and Politics. You're tuning in now to OC the Great, DJ JC. I got my co-host, Tony Versus. I go by Radar Van, but the show is the Lord Manifest Show. And to my peeps that's on Blog Talk Radio, the last record was Coleo, Dim the Lights. So what I'm going to do now is play DJ JC joint Woozy Rules and said, gee, I'm just rocking this for Blog Talk. Pardon me if the sound kind of fucked up, but bear with us, we gonna get...
It up. Thumbs up. What? No doubt. Yeah, say G. Boozy boo. What? Real dog. Check it out. Feel it. Hit him with a boom, one time, son.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
This.
New York to LA, while the Earth's in orbit. My freestyle, meanwhile, will make your whole team forfeit. Up north, quick, tipping to my people, that's hot. Finally doing it well, and it just don't stop. At this point, I'm way above the average MC. Spread love to everybody, long as God is with me. I'll survive, staying alive like the refugee camp. Hitting all four corners of the Earth to the whole world stand. Don't wanna be champ, just wanna collect dough and lamp. So many blood suckers like Rick Jones and Bam. Strong like an amp, think we do what some just can't. From this side to that side, if you really can. Setting up camp, boogie down uptown on the map. Like just Ice Cherish one done, we taking it back. With the old to the new, so yo, what you wanna do? With this nigga from uptown, with short interview. Yo, it's thorough, from every borough, and back again, yeah. You huh, to Africa, like Africans.
I'm not the average star or celebrity. Me and my man, we out for what?
About to react and blow your kind off the mat. It's the real Mac coming from the triple black. Son, I'm beyond all facts, and I can't even explain that. That's why I rap. My niggas be loving that, especially when I spit the abstract and flip the mad retarded track. I'm infinite and finite. There's no beginning and there's no end. You see my light shine bright, son, because I am who I am, the son of Cam. Wait for a minute, son, I see a lot don't understand that I'm my own man, and I can never ran or follow another man or woman on the slaughter plan. I transform, drop bombs, you should be alarmed. Next thing you know, your world is gone. Now tell me what kind of shit I be on.
I'm not the average star or celebrity. Me and my man, we out for what? Uptown, beat you down without the 4 pound. If not, then you work on sound. It's going down, what? Yo, stop being so nosy. See, you got to pay your late. Yo, give me what you owe me. You should've told me something you're better than what I heard. Yo, I don't appreciate that. It's worth the word. I'm not the herd. Just don't be confused. Nuff, nuff, nuff. Cause nigga, you fool. It's fools, fools. Smoke and drink booze. You can't win, so yo, you forced to lose.
I'm a thug for real. Son, you know the deal. I wanna rob the entire earth without the use of steel. Just raw skills, meditate up in the hills. Thoughts get killed, just how? I'm not gonna reveal until the time's right. When I shine bright, then I'm feeling alright. Then I just might hit you with it that night. Son, you know my type, I'm a dog in reverse. I keep my shit tight for my plays and thugs. We running this right, burning like Fahrenheit. Mad precise, son, that's how we bringing it tonight. Game tight.
I'm not the average star or celebrity. Me and my man, we out for what? Longevity. Yeah. I'm not the average star or celebrity. Me and my man, we out for what?
Get out. Go from there. Yo, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. This is Big Ghostface in the building, straight from Staten Island. Y'all tuned in to Wu Affiliated Fam Radio right now. Y'all already know what it is. We're with the God, Tashim Allah, Ghostface. We in the building, Wu Affiliated. That's the fam, yo. One.
Well, what up? Peace.
Well, welcome back. Still here with the Law of Manifest Show with JC. MC the Great. No doubt. Now, oh shit. Well, I want you to tell me real quick. Then I'm gonna ask JC. I think I asked you, but maybe I didn't ask you right. But what I wanted to know, OC the Great. Where have you toured? Or where have you been with your group? What places did y'all rock? Other cities? Or have you been to another country with your group back then? Where did y'all rock at?
The Windsor Arena.
Kennedy. Okay.
Then you were there.
I think I heard about the change, you know what I'm saying? It's like, $10,000 pieces. And all that.
Detroit.
Was, you know, that's how we, you know, at that time, I didn't have any good at that time. All my money went into the studio, to my studio. All of it. You know what I'm saying? $10,000 paid me soon. It's a bullshit, you know. You've been there a lot.
Yeah, you were smart. You weren't blowing your shit. You invested. Well, yeah, you invested and it brought you money. That's dope. Now, JC, DJ JC. Yeah, what up? Go ahead, O.
But Osa was the first one a lot of things not getting played for. It's just like, even going back to my disease and stuff, I did a lot of promos on how I said that the whole thing was that name that she married. This got a song on the Red Alert album. Red Alert is the bump to that promo. It's the Dr. Grant at level. The Andy Martinez, the Fred Barr, and also Fish Evil P. So, I have my hands in a lot of stuff. And
Respect them, you know what I'm saying? Coming out and doing this and doing that.
Yo, we got about 8 minutes. We got about 8 minutes in the show. So,
peace to the Universal Blue Nation and Universal Hip Hop Museum
that's being built. Yeah. That's so. And Detroit talking about that. Thank God that we have a place inside that museum.
That's right. That's right. I'm going over there in a couple of days. Yo, OC, any advice? With like 25 seconds, man. We get it all in. Any advice to the people out there, OC the Great?
Your health and strength. The money is on your tools to survive. As for the money, if you don't have your health and strength, you don't have anything.
No doubt.
I'd like to say for you upcoming guys, you know, do your homework. Like anything in life, study it, and you have more longevity.
Longevity.
My guys, they just came out last year. Don't care about no more. And you know, you look at a lot of these tours out there. Classic music that was made back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s. Those guys are living on the road.
Yeah, just do your homework, study, and don't play so short, like that. You could be true to yourself. And put in that work. Don't be scared to put in the work. Everything, you don't need it right away. Let it marinate. Like, grandma had that pressure cooker. Let it marinate a little bit. Slow cooker. Pick
it up. Peace. Yo, salute to DJ JC, man. Thanks for coming through. And old Super Great for coming through. Tony Versus, what's good?
I'll let all my people know, all of my networks and my platforms, and you're definitely going to release the show. The show is going to be on Spotify and iTunes. You guys can get the links from this year beyond. And I'm super excited that we all got together. Radar knows I was all be fucking out of just promoting and telling people who we have on. I had lots of fun today, you know, especially without that YouTube channel going, and I get to see the people, they need to see the truth in their face, not only in their voice, but you see it in their face, that the passion for the music. So I salute you guys, you're kings, you're generals, five-star generals, and I'm saying keep the young people out there safe. Healthy money will come if you want it. If you don't want it, it's up to you. But, you know, like you said before, health is very important, especially right now. And
situation that nobody knows what's going on, but as well, thank you for joining us.
Welcome. Yes, yes. And shout out to John Button. We got a movie coming out with Freedom of North Carolina. And Jane Jones, the producer and director. Shout out to Belly Bando. She's live on YouTube. She's called Belly Bando. Got a hot single out, tight pussy energy. We just, the crew is just rising, man. Rising. That was a great show.
Shout out
to everybody that called in.
90 seconds, y'all. 90 seconds. We out of here. So look, so check this out. I want to thank DJ JC. I want to thank Old Street the Great. I want to thank Tony Versus. I do motherfucking apologize to Blog Talk Radio. If the speaker's fucked up and you didn't hear nothing, it's kind of shitty. I won't do that no more. Starting the next go-round, we're going to do strictly audio. We'll come back to YouTube the week after. Other than that, we gonna say peace. Yeah, that was good. That was good.